This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, here we go. Broadcast week commences now. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on. Me and Super D in hour one. We got a lot to talk about. Pretty amazing things that have been happening recently. One of those things, I have to say, I was just genuinely shocked and pleased and surprised about. Super D, you were genuinely surprised about my live first stage appearance with a live band singing Neil Diamond. And that happened on Thursday evening. We played it on Friday's bonus round of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And I know you put it up there unlisted for patron supporters. I think you have access to that.
Yep.
And there are some social media constructs that you can watch it. But basically what happened was my my trainer, who was for 10 years or more the leader of one of the top cover bands in the country, No Limits. She told me they would pull down between 25 and 50 grand a performance.
Wow.
I know. You talk about, that's not your little garage band hire local. This is like they fly you everywhere to be a top flight cover band. And when I saw her band, because she came out of retirement for one night, for a fun night last Thursday, and even the songs I didn't know, because there was a lot of like millennial type stuff they play for a lot of places, it was still fun when it's live. It makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, live bands are cool.
And then, of course, they played a lot of the 80s rock and Journey and stuff, and it was fun. And then, of course, when it came down to the finale, the last song of the night was going to be Sweet Caroline. And she brought me up to the stage. She said she would. I wasn't sure. I just went up there and, like, okay, here we go. And it's like I never rehearsed it, not with a band, other than singing Neil Diamond songs my whole life. And I just channeled.
You nailed it.
Channeled Neil. So if you guys want to see that.
You nailed it. I was thoroughly impressed. Like I was saying on Friday, you know, my job is to give me crap.
Yes.
And I just, after watching that, there was nothing to say. I mean, you really did a good job. That was really cool.
Well, and the thing is, I can't judge it because I've never done that. And so it was like awkward, but I had a good time no matter what. I was like hoping I didn't embarrass the band, really. And they all liked it, and they all loved it, and it was all good. So thank you all for the kind comments, those of you who saw it. I appreciate that. That's one of those things that I mentioned, I think, on Friday's bonus round that my dad did that. He was obviously a Neil Diamond fan. That's how I learned about it. And he would, you know, go and play for his church group and things like that and sing. And you know, it was a big part of his life, big part of my life. That's the first time I actually did that with a band, though. And I have to say, thank you, Rachel. Shout out to you for making that possible. Now, talking about the media and media coverage, because we do that. Super Don, you pick out the news stories every day, and the newsletter is amazing for people that are not getting our newsletter. Just text RSV to 22828, RSV to 22828, or come to robertscottbell.com and get your newsletter. There's also poll questions of the day that are fantastic. But people really, you're curating the news, Super Deep, so well. And and the stories that we cover, good Lord, the DeSantis and also Abbott, but the DeSantis thing, sending illegals, undocumented whatevers, up to Martha's Vineyard over the weekend. I don't know how many of you saw that. And then Tucker Carlson did a piece on it. I think it was on Friday's show. Just had me just laughing out loud, falling on the floor. It was like so freaking rich with the hypocrisy of the elitist wealthy left on Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah, you got to give kudos to Tucker and his team for the quality research that they do for these segments and the way that they're written. That segment that he did on Friday was probably one of the best that I've seen him do.
I have to say it was great. I mean, just laying it out and the, you know, the atrocity that the left and the media is trying to spin this as is like, how dare Governor of Florida, he's like kidnapping these illegal immigrants. It's like, you know what? You guys and gals up there in Martha's Vineyard, you know who you are in Massachusetts and all of the liberal states that claim to be sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. You are so, you were jumping all over anybody about inhumane treatment of illegals. Here you've got DeSantis taking those people up by an airplane, like a private flight, air conditioned, fed, water, everything they needed, and puts them in Martha's Vineyard, one of the most beautiful places in the country.
Right, and you know, I mean, let's be honest about this situation. When DeSantis did this, it wasn't like DeSantis sat down and he said, you know, I really love illegal immigrants, and I really want to do what is best for them, so I am going to send them to a lovely place for them to be able to enjoy themselves. No. He did it to make a statement. So, I mean, nobody's fooled by the idea of you know, this being an intentional move on DeSantis' part in order to make a statement. Now, you know, so it's like, let's quit playing around with the drama, you know, the, oh, my God, he's using them and abusing them. And so, you know, come on, these people just trekked across the dang desert, put their lives on the line. You know, they could have been eaten by wolves or taken, you know, sex trafficking. You know, yeah, they made it into the United States, right?
Right.
And so, like you said, putting them on a plane, you know, and going to one of the nicest places in the country. One of the things Tucker said that was really funny, because they interviewed somebody who basically made that point. Mm-hmm. The guy was, you know, like, oh, you know, it's shameful that he's taking advantage of women and children and blah, 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 blah. And Tucker was like, you know what? He's right, because this is dangerous. Yeah, these people could accidentally walk into a clam bake at Martha's Vineyard, or it's like, come on, you know,
they're
going to be fine. Now, here's the interesting thing about this, and what's brilliant about it, is that DeSantis sent them to Martha's Vineyard. Now, Martha's Vineyard, from what I understand, is supposed to be in an area of a sanctuary state, right?
Where they talk a good game about wanting to care for everybody and being
now,
outraged.
That's easy to say when you're freaking Massachusetts and you don't have a border on any of these countries where the illegal immigrants are coming from, right?
Right, yeah.
So here now they show up. And what have they done? The latest that I've seen on the situation is they called in the National Guard
for 50.
To deport these 50 people to a military base.
Yes. What does that say? Isn't that priceless? What does it say about the hypocrisy of the left that says, yes, we're all about caring for people, or they should be welcome here, how dare you not want them, or calling them illegal? That's just dehumanizing. Yeah. And here DeSantis sends them up to the most beautiful, wealthy place in America. And you've got Obama with an 11,000 square foot home with 8 bathrooms or something.
A $12 million house.
Yeah.
And I saw a picture where they showed the tent that the Obamas used for Barack Obama's birthday party.
Yeah.
And it was huge. And you could have fit all 50 of those people easily into that tent, right?
They're all in king beds, and they'd be fine.
Yeah.
So I just, this is priceless. This is calling out the political left.
Look,
for their hypocrisy. The wealthy people
move.
Who says, not in my backyard. And this is also, you know, similar to things not only we have pointed out, but, you know, when Pelosi or any of the gun grabbers go, everybody should turn in their guns. You're like, all right, Pelosi, you're first. Put up a sign, gun-free zone in your yard, outside your wall, and also let's disarm all your bodyguards. And then let's talk about giving up our guns.
Right.
That's the hypocrisy that they... Some reason they can't seem to see, whether it's cognitive dissonance or they're just scumbags.
I got to tell you, though, and you're right, and that's a decent analogy, but nothing is going to top what just happened with these immigrants and with DeSantis, because when people are, after they've looked at the situation, they're not going to come away from it going, oh, the terrible abuse of those people. Yeah. They're going to come away from it The optics on this ended up being great. What did you have? You had the people there that were like, we can't handle this. We don't have the resources for this.
Multimillionaires, average home is well over $1 million. It's like these are McMansions extraordinaire over there. You can't house them 50 people on.
There
on
is
that
no way you could have gotten the top 10 wealthiest Democrats living in Martha's Vineyard. They could have pulled together a few bucks out of their pocket to take care of these people, like they say
they would do.
Like the policies and the legislation that they vote on that affects everybody else in the country, but not them.
Not them,
right? You know, but no. Did they step up? No. They called in the National Guard and deported them.
It's embarrassing. They should be embarrassed. I don't know that. I don't even think they're aware of what they do. They're so disconnected from reality.
They've shown their true colors, and this was a brilliant move in a way where the immigrants may have thought that they were going to be able to stay in Martha's Vineyard when they got sent there, but they also got to see the true colors.
The leftists have revealed themselves at this point.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk a little bit about a health-specific topic here as we are in our first segment today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The date, I believe, is the 17th of September, 2022. We're almost to the...
No, it's the 18th.
It's the 18th?
It is the 18th.
Seriously? I don't even know what day it is. All right, well, good on you for knowing that, because we also had Kiwis on the other day from New Zealand, and that threw off my calendar as well because they were in tomorrow. They were already in tomorrow when we had them on Friday. Mm-hmm. All right, so scientists debate how lethal COVID is. Some say it's now less risky than flu. Now, see, there's an interesting thing, debate. That wasn't allowed to happen during most of COVID. If a scientist said, hey, you know what, this is really not as bad as they say it is, or you know what, there's another way to treat it besides what the hospitals are doing, and remdesivir is deadly, they would have been shouted down, shut down, deplatformed, it's disinfo, etc. But now it looks like scientists are questioning scientists. Could that be that they're challenging Dr. Fauci on this as well, saying, hey, this is probably not worse than a flu right now, what's going on? And yeah, that's what they're saying. And of course, guess what Fauci says? I'm sorry, I just disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the severity of one compared to the other is really quite stark. And the potential to kill of one versus the other is really quite stark. Really?
Well, isn't their number, they say at least 36,000 people die every year of the flu?
Yeah, that's the BS number. We've disabused people of that. But yeah, that's their marker point. And based on where COVID is, flu is bad or worse. Because they use a bad flu season, they say about 50,000 people. I know here, you know here, that the flu isn't what kills people. It's often the treatment for it, the hospital treatment, etc. It's also often the secondary or tertiary complications because they've been on medicines that suppress their immune system, then they end up with lung infections, and they die of, pneumonia, for instance. All right, we're going to take a pause here. We'll come back on that. And also, the number one best way to tell if you have inflammation. All right, RobertScottBell.com. Back up to this.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation commission on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up. Show notes, robertscottbell.com. And we were just talking about COVID versus flu. I don't even want to go further into that at this moment, just to say that everything about COVID has been a gross exaggeration, a deception, a fear-based, let's say, construct that would basically remove you from your rights. That's it. That's what it has been. And doesn't mean people haven't been sick. We've never disputed that. But again, causation is always in question here. And I like debates. I like engaging in discussion about these things. And that was a bit about what's happening now in the scientific world. They're now having to come to grips with, hey, there's disagreement. Oh, you mean science isn't settled?
I don't think anybody cares anymore.
Well,
really, honestly, I don't. I mean, I think it's interesting that they're having the debate.
Yeah.
Because what they're debating is what we were debating 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm like, better late than never, but you guys suck so slow, you know. So if we've become inflamed at all during these last two and a half years, I think it's righteous inflammation. How about that for a new way of using the term?
I like that.
Righteous inflammation. Now, this you've gone to this website before.
I like this website. They have some fun stuff on here.
Yeah, I kind of like what they're putting out. The number one best way to tell if you have inflammation, experts warn to pay attention to these seven signs of inflammation. Now, they say seven signs, but do they say one of them is number one, or is it just in order? So that was their hook.
Yeah, just ignore that, because I think a millennial put this together.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's just a clickbait. We're going to give you seven. So first, they want you to know what it is about inflammation.
Right.
And I have no dispute here, because acute inflammation is necessary for survival. It's an acute response.
Well, they reference Dr. Barry Sears here. Yeah. On this, I've heard of him before.
Yeah, so it's a protection mechanism. But if acute inflammation doesn't turn off, it doesn't resolve, then you go into chronic inflammation. And that's the reason for premature aging, chronic disease, autoimmune disease. And the question is, what is it that triggers chronic low-level inflammation? Now, many in the medical field will say, well, that's the immune system. The immune system's gone wrong. All right, well, we'll discuss that. But number two on this list is how to help prevent inflammation. And they're going to Dr. Sears again. And they, he talks about omega-3 essential fatty acids, EPA and DHA and polyphenols. No problem there. We know that they're critical in protection of cellular defense and integrity when inflammation is present, and they do reduce inflammation. I argue that copper is one of the most overlooked minerals that addresses systemic inflammation, skeletal and vascular. And so we got to look at copper. And if you haven't, started on the Sovereign Copper, I've got one in my hand for those of you watching it earlier or later. But Sovereign Copper is amazing for that. And you could take a tablespoon one, two, or three times a day.
This is all really good information. This is the reason why I got to pick and choose these articles that they have on this website, because some of them I wouldn't, don't really jive. But, you're talking about reducing stress.
Right.
Optimize sleep, exercise.
Yeah, there's
nothing
wrong
with cold immersion and curcumin.
Purposefully into diving into super cold water, but that's just me.
Some people swear by it.
I know. I'm not going to argue with them. Your fasting blood sugar level is elevated. That's number three. That will be absolute and indicative of inflammation. Unfortunately, Dr. Sears says it's a marker of insulin resistance, and I call crap up to that, because you're not resisting insulin. You simply don't have the chromium mineral to offload the sugar from the insulin that's carried in the semi-tractor trailer truck. And you get to the dock, and there's no dock workers. Chromium's the dock worker. So please go to get the right form of chromium from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com and use the code RSB5 to get the discount. All right, number four, you have excess body fat. Yes, that can create inflammatory cascades within the body on a chronic basis. Not a problem. No controversy there. Widespread pain and stiffness. Well, yeah, that's indicative that there is inflammation causing pain of the typically the skeletal system.
Cytokines.
We talked cytokine storms. Once again, copper is critical here. Liver health is critical here. Kidney health is critical here. In fact, hydrogen. If you're not drinking hydrogen water, from my friend at Echo Water, Synergy Science, we had Paul Bertero on just this last week. Go check it out. The best discount in the world available through the Robert Scott Bell Show, RSB15. Number six, tiredness that won't go away. You're always tired. Well, your body's robbed of energy that it uses to move about the earth cabin because it's dealing with inflammation. It's an immune response. Getting past that, you'll find you get your energy back. Number seven, it talks about brain fog, trouble concentrating, mood changes. Number eight, digestive system issues. And number nine, strange skin trouble. I mean, this is inflammation. This is liver congestion. These are things that require support for detoxification. Minerals like selenium as well as the chromium we mentioned and the copper. All right, folks, we're going to leave off inflammation here. Y'all check out the articles in the newsletter by going to robertscottbell.com and signing up or texting RSB to 22828. And when we come back, what happens if you're exposed to antibiotics later? Later? I'll get to that later. Almost in a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
U.S.
a news update. New Biden administration pollution regulations released last week will make it more expensive for energy companies to keep burning coal. The climate rule will require power companies to cut carbon dioxide emissions from coal power plants by 90% if they intend to operate past 2039. The EPA also issued separate regulations governing coal plants' hazardous air pollution, wastewater, and toxic ash waste. Altogether, those rules are widely expected to accelerate coal-fired power plant retirement if the regulations survive their inevitable court challenges. Gas prices have risen slightly as the weekend approached. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular is $3.66, up 1 cent from yesterday. Drivers are paying 13 cents more than they were a week ago, with the lowest pump prices in Mississippi at $3.08 a gallon. USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, one of my favorite topics, Super Don has just brought it up in the newsletter, and it's in the show notes today.
Neil Diamond.
We're going to talk
about Neil Diamond for the next
week. No, that's not where I was going. This is about
your biceps. That's what we're going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Can we do that?
Your favorite topic.
Here we go. Bicep. For those of you watching, it's rangy and gangly. Anyway, no, that's not it.
No,
it's something I grew up on. And Super Don, I don't remember how much you had these things, but I had a lot of them. They were like multivitamins. They're like Flintstone vitamins. I had so many. What were they? Antibiotics.
Hmm.
antibiotics. Now, this is at SciTech Daily, a science website at Rutgers University. And they're talking about most common medications. Some of the most common medications can cause permanent side effects in children. And this was me. This is my story, Super D, right here, right now. They're publishing it all these years later. This came out September 15th. And it says this: a new study has found that early exposure to antibiotics can cause permanent asthma and allergies. Now, what did I have in my canary of in the coal mine existence within Gen X? Antibiotics almost from the day I was born. Problems with my digestive system. They didn't talk about gut ecology disruption, microbiome stuff at all. They didn't even give yogurt. It was here, take this antibiotic, take another, take another, take another. And sometimes it would be in a really delicious pink liquid, if I remember correctly. Or was that Tylenol, acetaminophen? I don't know. Nasty stuff.
The pink liquid was
and not amoxicillin. Pepto-Bismol, amoxicillin. Oh, yeah, that was the antibiotic. So I was right. Yep. You remember that too then?
Yeah, that was super yummy. I remember the kid.
It was delicious. But it was destroying my gut. And what did it lead to? Yeah, borderline asthma, severe chronic allergies through my young years. I went through every over-the-counter prescription medication they could throw at me back then, and then 10 years of allergy shots. The study's authors from Rutgers, New York University, and the University of Zurich stated that antibiotics are among the most used medications in children. They affect gut microbiome communities and metabolic functions, and these changes in microbiota structure can impact host immunity. Well, duh. And you know, if there's a practical implication of what they find, they say, listen to this. These are doctors and scientists at Rutgers. Avoid antibiotic use in young children. How often do you hear pediatricians saying, nope, let's not give this antibiotic? Especially in the face of moms that don't know better going, you've got to give me an antibiotic. I wish that they would be able to prescribe placebo antibiotics, pretend ones, because they would be much better off doing so. The moms would feel good about it. The kids would recover anyway, like ear infections. Most ear infections will resolve without antibiotics. We know that. But that's not what's happening in most cases. We're being given antibiotics. And folks, if you're not eating, let's just say you eat a fast food diet. You go and get burgers. I'm a meat eater. I'm not a vegan vegetarian. I have been. I've traveled through all of the diets, and they have been beneficial to me to certain points, and I just listen to my body, what it needs. But I grew up on factory-farmed food, and that includes the burgers, you know, at McDougal's and all those places. They are also, at the time, not so much anymore, I know there's more consciousness about it, loaded with antibiotics in the feed to fatten these things up for slaughter to make it more expensive. In other words, you get a better price at market, the ranchers at factory farms, by fattening them up with antibiotics. And so even if you weren't prescribed the pink liquid amoxicillin, you were eating antibiotic-laden meats that were creating abnormalities within your microbiome. But in this case, they're talking about straight-up tests with azithromycin and amoxicillin. And this is a very well-designed double-blind study that resulted in profound immunological changes, including allergies, especially allergies. But you're not supposed to have allergies. I know they're commonplace. They weren't so commonplace when I was growing up. Super Don, you didn't have allergies like I did growing up. You were different than me.
I had, yeah, I only had one allergy, and it was only for a period of time. I outgrew it, and it was to grass. Like if somebody mowed the lawn, I was allergic to that for a short period of time. That's pretty much it. Oh, yeah. I was allergic to codeine, too.
Codeine, wow.
Those are the two allergies I've ever had to deal with.
Wow. Yeah, that was they had Tylenol with codeine back then. I had a strep throat.
Codeine cough syrup.
Codeine cough
syrup. That's how I found out about it.
I had a strep throat infection one time when visiting family up in New York. And I remember as a kid, a severe like strep where it was like so painful, like your throat was on fire. Every time you swallowed, you cried. And I remember getting that Tylenol with codeine or something. But more antibiotics again. So they initially transferred in the study fecal samples rich in bacteria from the first group of mice to a second group of adult mice with no previous exposure to any bacteria or germs. Some received samples from mice given azithromycin or amoxicillin in infancy. Others received normal samples from mice that had received water. So you see what they're doing here. They're seeding the microbiome based on exposure to these antibiotics in infancy. And how does this translate for these other mice? And they basically, tested allergies to dust mites, you know, with those who had the antibiotics or not. And they had a reference point to show a radical difference between the two groups. Offspring, and this is the next generation. This is interesting here, Super D. Listen to this, because this is where you go, wait a second. It didn't happen to you. It didn't happen to me. But the kids had the problem. Yeah. They're saying offspring of mice now. The next generation we're talking about. They received these samples, and then they were the ones that were triggered into these severe allergies. Again, we're talking transgenerational. What does that mean? This gets into the idea of genetic inheritance, right? When they say, you have allergies, oh, it's just a genetic issue. Sorry, bad luck on you. But now they're going to the epigenetic reality of exposure to something in the environment of a previous generation, impacting and manifesting in the next, where they could argue, Super D, that, oh, yeah, that's genetic. And you go, well, yeah, I guess they say, yeah, it's genetic. Look at what happened here. But it's the genetic changes in the microflora across the generations that manifest as something that didn't even exist in the generation that was initially exposed to the antibiotics. They said this was a carefully controlled experiment, that the only variable in the first part was antibiotic exposure. They're very clear on this. The only variable in the second two parts was whether the mixture of gut bacteria had been affected by antibiotics. Everything else about the mice was identical. And what they conclude, these experiments provide strong evidence that antibiotics cause unwanted immune responses to develop via their effect on gut bacteria, but only if the gut bacteria are altered in early childhood. So this is the critical time where I was hammered and I ended up in the same generation having these problems. But this story is manifesting for most in the children, the next generation. And so is the question. Go ahead, Super D.
No, I just, sorry. You can always tell when I'm going to say something because I make a sound, but I didn't mean to. But this just reminds me, you were talking about the epigenetics and stuff like that. There's another story that's been out that I've noticed here where recent research is showing that fathers who breathe cigarette smoke, the children whose fathers breathe cigarette smoke are more likely to have asthma as well.
Yeah.
You know, and so, I mean, I don't know that really there's anybody out there that can honestly and legitimately claim that it's all genetics at this point. If they are, they're living in the past.
Yeah, exactly. Because
there's a growing body of research now, and has been for a long time, that shows that this kind of stuff happens. And it's kind of scary when you think about it, and I think that... when people do things like, when they're heavy drinkers or they smoke or stuff like that, that it's like they need to understand they're not just affecting themselves, that if they're going to planning on procreating,
that's setting up
the next generation and possibly generations after that with problems.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that was the kicker was, your smoking was affecting the health of the offspring, even before they never breathed the air that you were breathing.
Right.
Did any of your kids have asthma? Because I know you were a smoker for a long time.
No, because actually that I didn't start smoking until after they were born.
Ah, okay.
It was something I picked up later on in life.
it was the stress of having kids, I guess. It's like,
it must be, that and the gray hair. But so that was not something that affected them.
So it's fascinating. Again, the antibiotic issue. This has been something since the first time you connected with me on the air. Antibiotics were something that I would talk about. And, even long before we understood a lot more that we do today about the microbiome, my focal point, because it was my recovery, was how do I heal the gut? How do I help heal the gut? Because it's everything. When we realize that if the microbiome is altered, that it not only impacts you, but it impacts the next generations. So what do we do to recover it? Now, I was even talking to a woman, nice lady, we were cleaning up around the temple yesterday, and her husband's a doctor, and she said she has like some allergies. Every time she'd move, she'd have an allergy to whatever the new thing was. And I said, I had allergies for the first 24 years of my life, and I got rid of them by healing my gut, healing my liver, and going organic. It's like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I had allergy shots and everything. But it really is about that immune response that is altered by having our microbiome, our normal healthy flora balance, which includes, again, biodiversity. Interesting word. They don't like biodiversity in Martha's Vineyard. They say they do. But when they were exposed to her, they're like, get them out of here. Call the National Guard. It's too diverse. We don't really like diversity. But in your gynecology, it is about biodiversity. And so how do we restore it? It isn't just about having a diverse or biodiverse probiotic supplement. And that's fine. You can put in a lot of different strains that are good for you. But let's say it goes down into a gut that has been decimated by antibiotics, equivalent to what I say is the napalming of a jungle. And you were awarded the right to save the animals before you had to napalm the jungle. So you pulled all the animals out. You napalm the jungle. You feel great because the animals are still alive. And then you put the animals back in, like the microbiome. Try to repopulate it with probiotics in a gut that has been napalmed with antibiotics. Destroyed, decimated the flora and the fauna. And so the lining is decimated. The villi are destroyed. And there's no place to live anymore. Much like the 50 Venezuelan illegal immigrants going to Martha's Vineyard. There's no place to live because their villi was destroyed by their own hypocrisy. I'm not talking about the Venezuelans now. I'm talking about the people that live there. Oh, we really didn't mean it about biodiversity. So if you want the ability to replenish a healthy gut and get rid of allergies like I did, consider the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol, and you can get that by getting Unlock the Power to Heal. Books available on Amazon, or you can download the chapter on gut recovery for free at robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. That'd be even kinder if you did that too. But you can scroll down and you'll find it looking for the Silver Aloe Gut Recovery Protocol. And you could submit questions about that if you're new to the show. And I'll answer them. Even if I've answered them 100 times, there are always new people that need to know. Send it on down to robertscottbell.com and we'll be back to wrap up hour one after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show.
We're going to go to Canada in this episode. We got a story out of Canada. And I feel for our Canadian brethren and the lack of freedom they have with shock coercion, etc. I was thinking about Canada, too, because my good friend Bill Tufts, who passed away a couple of years ago, he developed the Orange TKO cleaning formula that we used all these years. Still do. And my friend Tor McPartland, who's not from Canada, in California, who developed the Orange Guard, the delimonene that can be used safely as a pesticide around the house, around the kids and the pets. It won't harm them. Even if you got organic gardens, you can use it around there to kill the aphids, the ants, the roaches. If you got all of that, you can use orangeguard.com. Go to your local Ace Hardware, ask for it. They have it there on the shelf, or Whole Foods, or direct at orangeguard.com. Say thanks to them. In Canada, kids going to college. And there's such coercion in Canada. Oh, man, did they fall prey to vaccine propaganda, even though it's not a vaccine, the mandates. They're still there at the campus level, community campus and university level. Here's the article out of the brownstone.org website. And this is a letter from Julie Ponesse, who's writing to them because she was banned from campus as a professor because she refused to fall prey to the coercion to mandatorily get the COVID jabs. And she has a great message for students, and this is not just in Canada, I'd say everywhere. If you remember in our lifetime, Super D, Vietnam, those things, we were still young, but we look at all the news footage from those days and years. Weren't the college campuses the hotbed of protest?
Oh, yeah.
When I was in college, students in college were protesting apartheid in South Africa. I didn't know a lot about it, but that was a big thing. Where are the students gathering in protest of my body, my choice? And no coercion, you know, because this violates bodily integrity.
They're too busy protesting. They're protesting about pronouns. And
yeah, well, that's a problem. In this moment, this author, Julie Ponesse, professor of ethics, she's taught at Ontario's Huron here on university for 20 years, placed on leave and banned from accessing her campus due to the vaccine mandate. She's saying to the college kids, hey, wake up. Even if you like this vaccine or jab, what about down the road? The next one. If you don't speak up, if you don't get loud and you know, organize together to stop this, it's never going to end until you're dead.
Mm.
And, you know, the universities have said, just trust us. And now she's pointing out, look, all right, maybe you just had to trust them because you didn't know early on. But now we have enough time that has lapsed. We have enough scientific publications that have been revealed to show that the jabs don't work. They don't stop the spread. They don't stop the manifestation. So why is it a mandate at all? You guys and gals, you kids up there in Canada and college students around the world, good Lord, wake up, or you will wake up in a totalitarian dictatorship of, no, not one you like. They're going to laugh at your pronouns if you keep this up. And those pronouns are really not of life and death issues. The life and death issues are mRNA injections against your will, not just the COVID one, but whatever flu one they got, whatever universal, whatever they got. They got loads of them coming down the pike. And Trudeau and the WEF, the World Economic Forum stooges in the Canadian government, are going to be 100% in. And if you let them get away with this mandate at the collegiate level, there will be no stopping. Once you get out into the world and try to find a job, it'll be the same thing. You can't work here until you get the next jab and the next jab and the next jab, tying it into your digital ID that you didn't speak out against because you didn't believe the government would actually do the evil things that governments have done throughout the ages. Because you're a moron, you're at college level, and you don't even know history. And if that upsets you, it should. And maybe it'll get you to look a little bit deeper into the things you're crying about and realizing those things are not worth crying about. The things that are, it'll be too late. Much too late, because you didn't wake up and recognize the great evil that is being perpetrated on you by your government in Canada. Yeah, I'm saying that as a United States American guy. But I'm also saying that about our government and the government of Australia and New Zealand and the United Kingdom and the Western-style democracies of Europe and some of the Asian democracies. All of them. If you don't stand up, kids are... This is where it happens typically. The young people, the drivers of the change, they have the energy. But maybe they don't anymore. Maybe they've been so poisoned over the generations because their parents have not been listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show for the last 23 years. And now that you are, please make sure you get your kids, your grandkids, your grandma, your grandpa, your moms and dads tuned into the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty so that you don't end up in an mRNA injection prison cell one day. Or right now you're in one in Canada at the university level. Hey, thank you all for being here. Hour one is done. We got a whole other hour of broadcast healing from Israel. Reports on the ground you've never heard before. Anywhere in the media, you're going to hear about it next, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.